One of New Hampshire's most high-profile cold cases is now partially solved. At a press conference yesterday, officials announced the names of three of the victims in the Bear Brook murder case. NHPR's Jason Moon has been following the story of that investigation through NHPR's podcast, Bear Brook, and he was at that press conference yesterday. Good morning, Jason.
Morning, Rick.
What can you tell us about these three victims that have been identified here?
Well, their names are Marlise Honeychurch, Marie Vaughn, and Sarah McWaters, and they were a family. Marie and Sarah were Marlise's daughters, and they all went missing from Southern California in 1978, and they went missing with a man named Terry Rasmussen, who we police know to be a serial killer and was earlier connected to these murders. And that, for the first time, gives us some of the identities of the victims in this case.
And this has obviously been going on now for some 30-odd years since these victims were found at Bear Brook State Park. How did investigators finally figure this out?
Well, amazingly, there were actually two separate investigations that converged at almost exactly the same time. So there was a genetic genealogist by the name of Barbara Ray Venter, who had been responsible for many of the previous breakthroughs in the case using this new forensic technique that is really kind of sweeping the country right now. She was identifying the victims, but also simultaneously there was a woman named Becky Heath, who was a sort of amateur investigator, what many people refer to as a web sleuth, who was looking for names in online forums of missing people, and she submitted the names within the same week that Barbara Ray Venter was getting the identities through genetic genealogy. So amazingly, these two separate people were solving it independently of each other at pretty much the same time.
No kidding.
That's how we got to where we are today.
Jason, what do the victims' families have to say about all this?
Not too much. They had a written statement that was presented as part of the press conference, basically, you know, just expressing gratitude to police and other investigators for sticking with this case for so long. And then they asked for privacy. But there were a number of family members who came to New Hampshire for the event. They sat in the front row during the press conference, and then they just sort of filed out afterwards.
I can only imagine the emotion after all of these years to have this case come to some closure for them. But the fourth victim, a girl, still is not identified. What's going on with that?
That's right. So the fourth victim, she was the middle child. She is known to be the daughter of Terry Rasmussen. So she's the daughter of the murderer in the case. But unfortunately, the genetic genealogy efforts haven't yet been able to identify her, but that's very much ongoing, and we hope that will happen soon.
NHPR's Jason Moon, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rick.
You can read Jason's story about the latest developments in the Bear Brook case on our website, nhpr.org. That's where you can also find a link to listen to all 7 episodes of Bear Brook. That podcast currently has close to 6 million downloads. It's Morning Edition from NHPR.